Now, this is super exciting. I had the opportunity to chat with Jordan from Sleaford. Oh, Jason from Sleaford Mods. Jeez. Clearly went to Iggy Pop last night. And we had a really good yarn about the demise of Planet X, the brand new album from Sleaford. They're also coming to play at the Power Station on the 25th of April, which is very soon. I started by asking Jason what it was like to have the album out in the world now.
Yeah, good. There's been a good response to it. Yeah, I'm happy, you know what I mean? It's always a little bit tentative, isn't it? Are people going to like it? I mean, it is a little bit different from what we usually do. But yes, largely really happy.
It's a little bit different from what you usually do. So what were the circumstances like that created this album?
Just a need to document everything that was going on in a tasteful way, underneath music that I was kind of inspired by, you know. I was inspired by Scar, I was inspired by David Bowie's kind of middle period career, sort of Station to Station and Low. You know, these are obvious albums to go to, I guess, from his career. But I really did, you know, I am slow to the take sometimes with some of these people. So it was like, it really became, it became some quite something for me. And so I threw myself into that. But yes, just that, the need there to kind of, not so much branch out and be different. And oh my God, this album's got to be different, you know. But it, it struck me that we'd had an extra hour, a year to do this record. And you would change, you know, the world had changed. And it had become as if global politics had become domestic politics. And, you know, it felt close to the nose, so to speak. So I wanted to try and document that as best I could, really.
It's quite inspiring hearing you mention those albums, which at times can be quite kind of comfort albums, if you wish.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the 70s, I was born in 1970, so yeah, also there is a connection to anything that was produced around that time, really. And anything really produced sort of from 1968 onwards or 1966 onwards, you know what I mean? I know that's quite specific, but, you know, you do feel that cultural connection.
Yeah, I think you've got a right to be that specific. I mean, the world's fucked, so I think we need good music.
Well, it's nice to hear someone swear, actually, from a radio station, do you know what I mean, yeah?
Welcome to BFM, yes. Jason.
Yes, yes, yeah, big time, thank you.
Yeah,
it is, it's gone, you know, it's not gone, but it's... it's not great. And so it's trying to put that across in an interesting way, not in a patronizing way, not in a, you know, a sanctimonious way. You know, all of these things I can't stand. And it's to do it in a human way, in a good way. And I think we've managed to largely capture that.
That does bring me on to my next question. Is Planet X Earth?
Totally, yeah. Planet X feel is Earth, yeah. Feel Earth, you know, our countries feel null and void. I don't know about you, but over here it just feels as if we are. It's a silence before the bomb hits. You know, it's that V2 effect, isn't it? Where, you know, it will make this noise and then there's a silence and then it hits the surface. And you know, that's what it feels like here. It almost feels as if we are careering towards a wall, and the vehicles stop making a noise, and all you can hear is the wind rattling through the creaks and the doors and windows of your car, you know, and underneath the sachet. And I wanted to try, as I've said, you know, try and run with that for this album.
Interesting and really challenging times. I mean, these are global politics, but they feel really personal at the moment.
Yeah, it does. It's it feels very close to your face, doesn't it? It feels as if the politics of other countries have become our politics, because they are contributing to the motions of the world, I think, and in a bigger way than they normally do. Things are changing, and not for the better currently. I understand that on a global scale, if change needs to happen, then, you know, it's indifferent to people's lives, and lives are affected very seriously. But it just feels mean as well. Just people just don't feel very intelligent. There must be a better way in order to conduct our cooperation with each other. It's never sexy bed, and we don't fucking like anyone. The demise of Planet X, we're not in agreement. I fucked you off like a little mix, cause you don't fucking like anyone. The demise of Planet Shit. Close my eyes as a 9-year-old tamed in the US of A, cause I thought it might be better there. Fight or flight has largely changed. Well, it has, of course it has, but you never see it coming. There's always someone horrible who wants to kick you as you're running. Kick you for the fuck of it all in the name of someone else. How can the compassionate claim to be when they're all burning down in hell? We haven't got any semen, there's never sex in bed, and we don't fucking like anyone. Demise of Planet X, we're not in agreement.
Awesome features on this album.
Yeah. It wasn't kind of set out. In fact, I didn't want to do any at the start. I was like, no collaborations. But it occurred to me as these songs went on that some of the songs that we'd written, I couldn't sing. And I was adamant that this is what was going to happen. I was going to sing on most of these songs, but it just didn't work. So we needed to bring people in to do that. And, you know, as the record went on, that became more apparent. So they are features, they are guests largely, but they also act as instruments. They also act as this missing strand of DNA in the song, do you know what I mean? Just, you know, I'm at the point where we do know a lot of people and people, followers on social media, and that's what happened with Gwendolyn Christie. Sue Tompkins was suggested to us by Jeanette Lee from Rough Trade Records, and we hadn't heard of Life Without Buildings, a former band, or Sue actually, you know. So it was like, it was quite a revelation. That was, you know, Snowy and Liam Bailey were people that I knew from around Nottingham, and you know, I've always wanted to kind of work with them. Obviously Aldous Harding, goes without saying, you know, I'm a big fan, and we've always been friends, well, for the last 5 or 6 years. So, yeah, it was, these things just rolled out as the album went on. It's like, okay, I can't do this one, right? I think I know somebody that will fit this. And that's how it went, really.
When you're writing your lyrics, I mean, obviously the state of the world's kind of influencing you on this album, but
yeah. Where
do you get your ideas from? Like, is it kind of, you're just writing down what you're thinking or what you're hearing?
Yeah, you know, what I'm thinking is largely there, and has been there for a while before I commit to any words almost, you know, sometimes. It's just about, they're not hang-ups, but they're irritations, they're resentments, they're disagreements that just keep lingering in your head. So you can always pull from them as the album progresses. There are, you know, sort of not templates, but there are sort of documents already written. I say documents, just words and words, you know. So some of those you formulate in songs. Others I wrote on the acoustic guitar, which gave this record a little bit of a different feel, in the sense that I was sending Andrew over real crude acoustic guitar voice notes with a melody and a few chord sequences, and just told him to duplicate that in any way he wanted, you know. So that came with interesting results, you know what I mean? So yeah, you know, if I'm writing on acoustic, it will be, you know, I'll do the melody first and then the words will come later, you know what I mean?
There's so many great lines in this album. Do you have a favourite line where you're like, man, that hit the nail on the head?
I'm not a coward, you cunt. Shave your hair off and make you look like Ian Dunn, you cunt.
So good.
I ain't a coward, you con. I'll shave your hair off and make you look like Ian Dort, you con. Just random shit. Just like,
yeah.
I like writing stuff that's like, yeah, you can, you know, these were addressed to people that were criticising me at the time. And I just like writing stuff to convey the fact that you can fuck off. But in a way that isn't so, you know, theatrical, it's just more a sort of, you know, I don't know, matter of fact type thing, you know. So yeah, that's one of my favourite lines.
One of my favourites is, you can't polish these turds, just roll us in glitter like Charles and Camilla.
Oh yeah.
Can't polish these turds, just roll us in glitter like Charles and Camilla. Bish bosh, I don't wash.
It's a gem.
Well, there was this thing about Charles and Camilla not washing because they were so posh they didn't need to. And I thought that was quite interesting. And, you know, since then I get up in the morning, sometimes I don't wash until about lunchtime.
Oh, honestly, it's a struggle.
Isn't it? So, that's where that line came from, sort of thing. I'm not sure if it's completely true, but I quite like the idea of it, definitely.
Oh, here's a bit of a left-of-field question. So, have you got little ones?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Oh, awesome. What's it like making music like you do with them?
Yeah, they're kind of used to it, you know what I mean? It doesn't kind of faze them, really. So, you know, the swearing in it and whatever it's not banal, screaming, aggressive pointlessness. It is, you know, it's got a point to it. So, they're aware of that, I think. So, they're fully used to it.
Bless their little souls. They're going to be such cool kids.
Oh, well, let's see. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, of course they will be. But, yeah, I'm not sure they think I'm very cool at the minute. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, they should think you're awesome. You've just dropped Album of the Year in January.
Yes, yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But thank you. That's very kind of you.
You're coming down to New Zealand very soon. Are you excited? Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course. Yay. Love your country. So, you know, I love it. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. What about New Zealand kind of brings you back?
Just the fact that, you know, we've got quite a good fan base there. Whenever we play, the gigs are full. And it's very familiar for some reason. I don't know why, but not. It's a beautiful place, so and it feels like it's just on the edge of the world, doesn't it? And it might not for you, but it does for us. So we love coming down.
No, I'm clinging on so I don't fall off the end of the world every day.
Hello, I'm Jason from Sleaford Mods, and you are listening to BFM.
It's a big cock-faced bastard, and he's over the fucking limit. Tomato sauce, it's a mushroom. Looks really dirty on my fucking plate. I got a fishbone hanging from my gob like a matchstick, mate. The yellow street light, unleaded diesel. I start it up. Pop goes a fucking weasel. The A52. Saturday Night's Fever. And why the fuck have you got a personal page on Wikipedia? You dumb fuck all.
Fuck the black, Jason.
Oh, fuck the black.
It's a black.
Spinning dog shit. Still smells really bad. I don't like puddings. I want Big Bumhole to suck me up.
Who goes there?
It's Captain Cook from the planet. I still don't know what the fuck I'm on about, dog. Minimum cage, maximum cage. For me and you. Minimum cage, maximum cage.
Massive shout out to Jason from Seaford Mods for having a good old yarn to me about the demise of Planet X. The demise of Planet X has been out for a while now. If you haven't listened to it, go and listen to it. There's so many pearlers in there. And they, of course, are performing live at the Power Station on the 25th of April. You can get your tickets through Ticketmaster. We're going to have a listen to this brand new track from Ma, Traps Jam.